Hobby Quick Hits. Delivering that breaking hobby news directly to your earlobes. You want to know those hot drops from the card shop? We've got you covered. With your host, John Newman.
All right, welcome to another edition of Hobby Quick Hits. Today's show is a little different. I'm going to actually do an audio review of two Upper Deck products that they graciously sent me for review. I did do a video review, so you can see me opening the packs. That's on our YouTube channel, Sports Card Nation Podcast. They're a little longer in length. If you don't mind a little bit lengthen me opening that, I don't rush through that. I just go through each pack. So you can see the video version of what I'm going to talk about on this podcast, which is audio version. So, and here on the audio version, I'm going to give more details than the video version. The video version was just me talking about what cards came out. I'm going to talk about, you know, kind of what the cards look like, the insert sets, the odds, the collation, how much of a set did I get, stuff like, you know, you can't relay on just an audio podcast. And so I'm probably going to do this going forward, do some audio reviews. I know Mike Sommer does that on his podcast, and I just thought it was a good opportunity to give more details about the product than you can in video form.
Let's check out this week's Hobby Wax releases. Take it away, Max.
Hey guys, it's Max here from the Sports Card Shop in New Buffalo, Michigan. And today I bring you guys the weekly releases for this week. On the 7th, we have 2022 Bowman Draft Baseball First Edition, 2022 Panini Donruss Optic Baseball, 2022 Topps Heritage High Number Baseball. And on the 9th, we have 2022 Leaf Decadence Multisport, 2022 Onyx Vintage Extended Series Baseball. And on the 14th, we have 2022 Panini Contenders Optic Basketball. That should be a good product. 2021-22 Upper Deck Ultimate Collection Hockey. And on the 16th, we have 2022-1-22 Panini Mosaic Basketball Fast Break, 2022 Topps Chrome Black Baseball, and 2022-23 Topps NHL Sticker Collection Hockey Box and Album. Thank you guys for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of the podcast.
Let's go around the hobbyverse and catch up on this week's hobby news.
The collaborations continue. PSA and Whatnot have announced a partnership. You can purchase something on Whatnot, and at the same time of purchasing, if it's a raw card, have it subbed with them through PSA and then shipped to you all in one swoop. So PSA aligning itself with Whatnot. Listen, Whatnot right now, like them or don't like them, is killing it. So probably smart on their behalf. PWCC and SGC announced a similar thing where if you submit cards to PWCC, you can get them graded by SGC for $20 if you agree to list them on PWCC auctions or keep them in the PWCC vaults. All right, Mint Collective number 2 is on the docket and scheduled in Las Vegas again at the MGM Grand, March 30th to April 2nd. If you're good with your calendar, you notice that's 4 days. It was 3 days last year. They are adding a day this year. More new sponsors, Fanatics involved, some others that are being added on from last year. Supposed to be bigger and better. Definitely bigger. Got the extra day now to 4 days from three. Tickets are on sale now. The 4 day all access passes are $499. Gonna be like a March Madness party. There are all sorts of events, panels, seminars, card show, the whole work. So if you can get out there, that'll be in March 30th to April 2nd. All right, something kind of new. We're going to do a audio review of two products sent to me by Upper Deck. Thank you, Upper Deck, first and foremost. The products are 21 and 22 Artifacts Hockey and 22-23 Upper Deck Series 1, the Young Guns brand, as I like to say. So I'm going to start out with the Artifacts box that I opened up. It had four cards per pack, sort of. I'll get into that in a minute. Eight packs per box, so you should have 32 cards, three hits. Boxes retail between $120 and $160. I will, full disclosure, tell you, you're about to find out, but I will tell you, value-wise, I did not get that. Every box is different. Just wasn't my box. You can't judge that on a whole product on one box. My box fell short. I didn't get any autographs. Let's talk about too many inserts to really talk about. We could do probably 40 minutes just talking about what inserts are in here. They're numbered cards. The base card is, a thicker card stock. It's nice. It's got sort of like a beige background and sort of a silver embossing below with the player's name and team, and sort of like a vine line effect on the bottom. Obviously, crisp photos on the back. On the top half of the card is another photo. Looks to be the same, just a headshot from the photo on the front side. Got your name plate, teams. You got your stats, a little write-up. And your hologram in the bottom right corner. Very clean cards, very nice, thicker stock, as is with all Artifacts releases. Let me tell you about the hits. I'll go through these as quick as I can. I got 1, 2, 3, 4. Four numbered cards. They are Brock Boiser to $5.99. Tuukka Rask to $4.99, Darnell Nurse to $1.99, and to $75, Logan Couture of the Sharks. So those were my numbered cards. My inserts, which you're supposed, or my hits, which you're supposed to get three. Like I said, I didn't get any autograph cards, but I got four hits, if you would. So the two dual jersey cards were Mark Giordano to $249 and $149 Max Pacioretty of Las Vegas. My other hit was an acetate cards, and if you know me, I love acetate cards. This was a rookie Artifacts, like I said, acetate, really well done. Not numbered, but it's Niels Höglander of the Canucks. And my extra hit, if you will, and I don't know much about him, I got to look into him, is a Tyler Toffoli of the Canadiens, Artifacts Urem. And this is part of the bounty thing that Upper Deck's doing. So it has a, haven't scratched it off yet. I may just give this away as a prize. And most of this stuff, most of my review products are given away as prize packs. But the Urem has a thing that you can scratch off on the back. So those were my hits, if you will, four of those. Some numbered cards in addition. Again, nothing crazy. I know the Urem cards are pretty good. That's probably the best card, was the Toffoli Urem. So as far as recommending the product, it's not a cheap product, but for a hockey fan, it's definitely sort of that mid-tier, low, high-end product. There obviously are better hits than I pulled. Just wasn't my day with that box. Again, please don't judge a box or a product line on one box that was maybe not up to snuff, if you will. So that's the Artifacts. Let's go into what I believe is one of the first new hockey products of the year. That's 2022-23 Upper Deck. 8 cards per pack, 24 packs per box. There's basically an insert. If you like insert cards and hits, this product is nice. Retails for $120. You're going to get a retail or insert hit, or I should say a hit or an insert in pretty much every pack. Let me go over some of those inserts. I will tell you this. I did not get any numbered cards. There are 4 canvas cards per box. There are 6 Young Guns per box. You got clear-cut parallels, French parallels. So 1 in 24. I did not see my French card. I'm going to have to look again, but I think I got a little skunk there. You got debut dates, defense mechanism, rookie retrospective, center of retention, debut dates. Dazzlers are 1 per box. I did get one of those, which I'll talk about here shortly. Then you have some really lower print runs, hard to pull, you know, inserts. And some of those inserts also have numbered variations as well. So a lot to pull. I tell you what, it was a fun rip. And for $120 a box nowadays, that's not very expensive. I know to some might cringe, but that's kind of where we're at wax-wise, especially on the hobby level. So definitely a fun rip. It was, you know, again, I was giving these the review, but I think it's a very good value at $120. So let's go over what came out of the box and design. Let's start with design first. Huge picture on the front of the card. The nameplate is very small on the bottom. So great big picture on the front of the player depicted. Has kind of a dual level name tag. Very small on the bottom, but readable. So you see the name and the team. You got your Upper Deck logo. Can be in the upper left or right, depending on the picture on the card. And then we got the backs. Have the headshot of the player on the front on the top with the team logo to the right side, number in the top left corner of the card. Kind of has like an ice gray type of background, where then you have your obviously stats, a little write up, and all your licensing logos on the bottom, and your Upper Deck hologram in the bottom right card. Real clean card. A lot of people giving the design rave reviews. It's definitely more picture intensive than previous renditions of the flagship Upper Deck, and a lot of people like that. I like it. It's nice and clean, to be honest with you. So, you know, 2 thumbs up on the design. Let's talk about what I actually got out of the box. Let's start with the Young Guns. I got 6 as advertised. My best one was Owen Power, who was the number 1 pick overall in 2021, defenseman from Buffalo. My other Young Guns were Jacob Galvez from the Blackhawks, Linus Sandin from the Flyers, Jonathan Kovacevic from the Winnipeg Jets, and Thomas Bortolo from the San Jose Sharks. And my last Young Guns was Chase Pearson from the Detroit Red Wings. So got 6 Young Guns as advertised. Let's go into the canvas inserts that were pulled out of this box. I believe you're supposed to get 4, and I got 5. And we'll talk about that 5th one. So you're supposed to get 4. I did get 5. So my canvases were Adam Fox of my Rangers, William Nylander, Martin Nekas, and Tanner Janot. And then with the 5th one, which is a double variation, it was a Seth Jarvis Upper Deck canvas, but it's the black and white canvas. So there's a different variation, the black and white. So I got 4 regular canvases and the Seth Jarvis black and white canvas. So that's that. Let's talk about some of the other inserts. I did pull 2 Upper Deck portraits, a Connor McDavid which is a good one, and a Sebastian Aho from the Carolina Hurricanes. So not too bad in that department. My rookie retrospective was Dawson Mercer of the New Jersey Devils. Those are a cool-looking card. It reminds me, but in a better way, of the old Denny's hologram cards, where you have like sort of the regular picture and the hologram in the background, but this is actually better done, and it's really sharp-looking rookie retrospective cards. If I was a set guy, this might be an insert set I try to put together. It's just a really sharp-looking card there. One Dazzler per box. There are colored variations. I did not get a variation. I got the basic blue, but again, these are not, you know, you're just going to get one of these per box, so sort of a short print. I got Ryan Hartman of the Minnesota Wild there. Two centers of attention inserts. I got Alexander Barkov of the Panthers and of the Avs. I've got Nazem Kadri. So those were my two center of attentions. Superstar honor rolls. Sebastian Aho from the Canes and Lucas Reichel of the Chicago Blackhawks. Debut dates. I got Seth Jarvis of the Hurricane, or the Phoenix Coyotes, I should say. Another superstar honor roll, sorry, missed it, was Brock Nelson. And then two defense mechanisms. And these are really sharp, too. They have the picture of the card, and it's like multiplied six more times. So sort of a prism holographic effect. These are all obviously defensive players. I got Cam Fowler of the Mighty Ducks and Rasmus Anderson of the Flames. So those are, oh, one more insert to mention. Population count 1,000. Kind of a cool foil etched embossed card, really sharp card. Only got one of these, and I got Kent Johnson, and I did a little research on these. It says population count 1,000. There's only 1,000. It's not numbered individually, but there's only 1,000 of these cards produced. So those are kind of a sharp looking card as well. So let me see. And looking at the back of it, there really is no number. Oh yeah, PC 17. So population count 17, but not individual number. Just produced only 1,000 of each of those inserts. So you know, overall, you know, you can't really go wrong with Upper Deck Flagship, right? Six young guns, four or five canvases, and then all the other inserts. Every pack had an insert card in it. So if you like, you know, kind of slow rolling it, saving it for last, seeing what you get, it's a great product. You know, a great value product. I know that sounds weird when we're talking about three-figure box prices, but low three figures at $120 retails, right? And you never know, right? One of those young guns turn out to be the next superstar. It's well worth your value, right? And again, I don't think I hit anything crazy, but I think it was worth the $120. If you get some of those low, none of my cards were numbered, so I didn't hit nothing there. I also, you're supposed to get one French parallel per box, unless I missed it, and I looked a couple times. I did not get one. I'm probably gonna have to check again. Maybe it was the insert cards themselves, but most people pull one French parallel. One pack of the Upper Deck Flagship looked like it was like the heat, when they heat shrink it to seal it, they gave a little too much heat. It was kind of melted and partially exposed, like an oval in the back. The cards were fine, and that's the one thing I want to point out. No damage to the cards, one thing I noticed, and I don't know if it's my perception and not reality, the stock seems to be a little thicker on this year's Upper Deck. I can be completely wrong. Just to me, it feels a little bit thicker. So I don't know if they're using thicker stock or I'm just losing my mind as I get older. Could be either or. One thing I want to backtrack on the Artifacts product. It was supposed to be 4 cards per pack, 8 packs per box for 32 cards. I got 29 cards, even with all the hits. So one of the packs that had a hit in it only had 2 cards, and a couple of the other packs only had 3 cards. They might advertise that, you know, like you see on some products, like cards with a hit in it may contain less cards. If they did, I missed that, but I got 29 cards rather than 32. So, but I also got an extra, what I think's not every box, an Aurum card. So maybe that's the difference there. So, 2 solid products. Again, I didn't hit any monsters out of it, but again, you can't judge a product completely out of one box. The funner rep for me was probably the flagship, just more packs and, you know, again, that insert or parallel, per pack. You're always getting something. There's always something to look forward to. So, again, thank you to Upper Deck for allowing the show to review the products. You can see the video versions of what I just talked about on our YouTube channel at just, search Sports Card Nation Podcast on YouTube. It'll come up. We appreciate you liking and subscribing if you so choose, and you'll see the video reviews. Most of the hits, if not all of them, will be going to prize giveaways. The commons, the base cards, will be listed on ComC, and any sales of those 18 cents a piece cards will go to Make-A-Wish charity. I do that with all my donated and review commons that sell on ComC. So I think we'll do this a little bit more in the future with some review product. Maybe not all the time, but we'll review, do a review show every now and then. So thanks for listening. We'll see you soon. Take care. All right. Thank you for listening to another episode of Hobby Quick Hits. Want to give out our social media, starting with our website, which is www.sportscardnationpodcast.com. Facebook, you can follow us at facebook.com/sportscardnationpodcast/. Twitter, we are at sportscardnati1, so it's sportscardnati1. Instagram, at Sports Card Nation Podcast, or you can email the show hobbyquickhits@gmail.com. Again, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.